I'm joined now by Jake Juliet from Explore Minnesota. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Doing great. All right, so this is very timely considering that it's hard to get outside unless you want to go and do stuff in the snow, play in the snow, which I guess we've talked about before too.
Yep.
But if you prefer to be inside, we got a lot of museum opportunities you can go and visit here in the state.
Yeah, there's a lot of great museums today. You know, we've talked about art museums in the past, but I wanted to talk about some different kinds of museums, some more history museums and some other kind of quirky museums that the state has that are all around the state.
Okay, where would you like to start?
Let's start in St. Paul with the Minnesota History Center. So the Minnesota Historical Society presents the largest state history exhibit ever. It's called Then, Now, Wow at the Minnesota History Center in St. Paul. Visitors encounter the dramatic wow moments that change Minnesota's people and places, while then and now images show how far we've come. Known for lively interactive environments, the History Center invites visitors of all ages to climb into a grain elevator, ride a boxcar, visit a sod house, prospect an iron ore mine, and explore many other scenes and objects. There's a lot of great exhibits too. The latest one is actually a Charles Schulz Peanuts Charlie Brown exhibit. It's super fun and it's great for all ages.
How about the Fauché Museum and Observation Deck in Minneapolis?
Yeah, this is really cool. I was just there a couple weeks ago, and the Fauché Tower's fascinating history and architecture are reasons to visit this downtown Minneapolis landmark. Wilbur Fauché built the tallest Midwest skyscraper and christened it in a ceremony in 1929, complete with military salutes and a John Philip Sousa concert with a Fauché theme song. The debut was just a few months before the stock market crash, which obliterated Fauché's fortune. But today, you can visit the Fauché, now a W Hotel, and relive the days where the sky was the limit. At the top, you can explore the Fauché Museum and the Observation Deck, which continues to offer a spectacular view of the city. If you want a really cool skyline view of Minneapolis, definitely check this out.
And yeah, that was the tallest building in Minnesota. I remember my dad telling me that they would take field trips to the Fauché Tower because it was the tallest building in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And now you can't even really find it because it's hiding behind all the other big buildings.
Yep, it's kind of drowned in the sea of skyscrapers, but it's still a really cool museum and building to visit.
Okay, how about the Mill City Museum in Minneapolis?
Yeah, this is honestly one of my favorite museums in the whole state, if not the country. In the historic riverfront district of Minneapolis, where several old mills have been repurposed, the Mill City Museum is built into the ruins of what was once the largest flour mill in the world. You can sift through the history of flour industry and other riverfront commerce that made Minneapolis a thriving city. Take the Flour Tower, which is an 8-story elevator show. It's super unique and really cool. You can watch the film Minneapolis in 19 Minutes Flat, co-created and narrated by humorist Kevin Kling. You can see spectacular rooftop views of the historic Stone Arch Bridge, St. Anthony Falls, and Mississippi River. This is a really fun museum.
All right, how about the Shell's Museum of Brewing in New Ulm? This is a cool one, too. I know some people that have gone there.
Yeah, this one's really fun. Visitors can take history in at New Ulm at the August Shell Brewery, which has been in business since 1860. You can sample German-style brews, tour historic buildings, and explore the Shell's Museum of Brewing. You can hear about how Shell's Prohibition plight nearly shut down in 1924 for producing a cereal beverage that slightly exceeded the legal limit of 0.5% alcohol content. Now brewing at full strength, Shell's offers European brews such as Pils, a full hop style that started in Pils Bohemia around 1840. And other year-round beers include lagers and stouts, but this is a really fun museum to check out because you get to have a couple beers while you do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's a nice benefit. Yeah. How about the Spam Museum, speaking of benefits? Do you like Spam?
I love Spam. I have it with scrambled eggs. I just fry it up and put it in a bunch of different things. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Macaroni and cheese and Spam. Still remember that?
Oh yeah,
that's a nice combo. The eggs one, I like that too. I bet that's a good one.
Oh yeah, it's great. And the Spam Museum in Austin celebrates the unique canned meat product that rose to prominence as a staple for troops and allies in World War II, and has now become kind of a pop icon throughout the world. The museum tells the interesting story of this brand over 125 years, and you can take a tour with one of the friendly Spam ambassadors, check out Spam recipes, and browse the gift shops to take home a little bit of history. And I will say that I know they did this before COVID, and I think they brought this back. They do something called Spamples, where they have little Spam samples with a pretzel stick. It's amazing. So definitely check this out.
Okay. How about the Runestone Museum in Alexandria? That's not far from here, about an hour drive to the west.
Yeah, not super far from St. Cloud, and it's a historic. This kind of started because a historic controversy has brewed for more than 100 years over whether the central artifact at Alexandria's Runestone Museum dates to the 1300s or is it a 19th century hoax. The runestone was unearthed in 1898 at Olaf Oman's farm near Kensington, Minnesota. It was claimed that the runestone allegedly carved by Vikings proved that Nordic explorers reached America before Columbus. Linguists and historians have battled this one for decades, but you can visit the museum and decide for yourself. A nearby Scandinavian-themed icon is downtown Alexandria's 28-foot statue of Big Ole, a Viking that debuted at the 1965 New York World's Fair. Definitely check this out. It's not super far. It's a super fun museum.
Another museum that's pretty close to us, this one even closer, the Hill Museum and Manuscript Library in Collegeville.
Yeah, so in 1856, Benedictine monks from Bavaria built an abbey dedicated to St. John the Baptist and founded St. John's University in Collegeville. Visitors can tour the campus and visit the Hill Museum and Manuscript Library to see selected folios of the St. John's Bible and other rare books and print exhibits. The astonishing collection includes prints dating as far back as the 14th century by major artists. Manuscripts, maps, Bibles, and other objects show the finest work of scribes, engravers, and illustrators, and the library's digital and microfilm manuscript collection is the largest of its kind in the world.
And we've got a couple more to get to, the Lake Superior Railroad Museum in Duluth.
Yeah, so the Lake Superior Railroad Museum, the strong link between history and transportation is reinforced at the Lake Superior Railroad Museum. It's located at the Union Depot in Duluth. Thousands of travelers, including immigrants and soldiers, made journeys from the depot beginning in the late 1880s and continuing into the 1960s. Now the site is the Midwest Premier Railroad Museum, with steam, diesel, and electric locomotives, passenger cars, freight cars, dining cars, you name it. A highlight is Minnesota's first steam locomotive, the William Crooks, which began operating in 1862 and served for a time as the personal train of railroad tycoon James J. Hill. So if you like railroads or you have kids that like trains and anything like that, definitely check out the Lake Superior Railroad Museum.
Yeah, that one's up in Duluth. And then you could stay up north. I think it's still quite a bit of a drive, though, to get to Eveleth, but the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame Museum is there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is a little bit of a drive, but true history buffs will want to investigate whether the giant 5-ton hockey stick outside the United States Hockey Hall of Fame in Eveleth is, in fact, the largest hockey stick in the world. The museum has inducted U.S. hockey legends since 1973, going back to champions from the early 20th century and including players and coaches hailing from Minnesota. One popular exhibit showcases U.S. Olympic hockey victories, including the men's silver medal team in 1920 and 2010, and the gold medal winners in 1960 and 1980. The U.S. women's Olympic hockey team is honored for their gold medal win in 1998 as well.
And we've got just one more to talk about. That is a location in Moorhead. I do not know the pronouncer on this, so you're going to have to help me out with this.
I just asked how to pronounce this to our regional rep, who's the expert, and it's Jungkomst. So it's the Jungkomst Center. And if you've ever wondered what an 800 AD Viking ship was like, visit the Jungkomst Center in Moorhead and marvel at the exacting replica built over 6 years and completed in 1980 by Moorhead resident Bob Asp. This ship, christened the Jungkomst, brings to life the stories of the Nordic explorers. Besides serving as a unique visual artifact, the ship proved seaworthy in 1982, transatlantic crossing, a trip that is the subject of an exhibit through the end of the year. A stave church on the center's grounds is another impressive replica, a Nordic building style from the 12th and 13th centuries.
So if people want to take a look at any of these, certainly you could put some miles on and go and see them all. But this could be one of those that maybe you check them off as you go. There's 10 different museums that you included here on this list. Yep. We've got a lot of culture here in this state. So people sometimes undersell how much we have.
Oh, absolutely. We have a ton of culture and a ton of history. And I think it's super. What's great about these museums is that they do a really good job of bringing that in a fun and light way for people to enjoy.
Is there guided tours on some of these, or just walk around yourself and take a look?
There's both. So a lot of these museums will have guided tours, but most of them you can just walk in and do your self-guided tour as well.
If people do want to find out more about these or other possibilities for people to plan either spring or summer travel, what do you suggest they do?
head to exploreminnesota.com. We have plenty of great resources on there. You can order brochures and travel guides. You can look those up digitally, and you can check out some of our great articles that give you ideas of where to travel in the state.
Excellent. Jake, thanks as always. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Jay. Have a great week.
You too. That's Jake Juliet, Explore Minnesota, joining us here on WJON. Always go to exploreminnesota.com, find out more about some potential for things that you might be able to do here in the state.